With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump announcing a new initiative called Project Freedom, aimed at helping vessels to safely transit the Strait of Hormuz. Correspondent Ken Lohrman reports it's set to begin today.
President Trump said in a social media post on Sunday that, quote, neutral and innocent countries have been affected by the Iran war, and, quote, we have told those countries that we will guide their ships safely out of those restricted waterways so they can freely and ably get on with their business, end quote.
President Trump added that his representatives are having discussions with Iran that could lead to something, quote, very positive for all. Authorities learning more about the shooter in the White House correspondent dinner attack.
Authorities have determined that buckshot from the gun of the man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner in an attempt to kill President Trump struck a Secret Service agent. That word comes from the federal prosecutor overseeing the investigation. Last week, Jeanine Pirro said there was no evidence the agent was hit by friendly fire during the incident at the Washington Hotel on April 25th. But the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia went beyond that, saying a shot from Cole Allen's weapons hit the officer's bullet-resistant vest. That officer survived. Allen was injured during the attack, but was not shot. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities investigating after United Airlines passenger jet struck a light pole on the New Jersey Turnpike while landing at Newark Liberty International Airport. The plane did land safely. No reports of anyone being hurt. President Trump is promising to release new UFO records that he says will be very interesting. He says the files will be coming very soon. SRN News. A persecution of Christians on the rise in Southeast Asia, where Islam is spreading. Michael Harrington has more.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that, quote, the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. There are about 250 million Muslims across Southeast Asia and very few Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
LGBT activists targeting the National Hockey League. They're pressuring Commissioner Gary Bettman to do more to promote the gay agenda, despite a recent rebellion by players. Bettman has also tried to reduce the pressure, pointing to the league's long-standing relationship with You Can Play, an LGBT hockey organization. This is SRN News. A GOP congressman gets a key endorsement from President Trump as he tries to succeed a longtime lawmaker.
President Donald Trump entered the fray of another Republican primary Friday by endorsing Kentucky Congressman Andy Barr for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by retiring Senator Mitch McConnell, the former longtime Senate GOP leader. Barr is facing former Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron in the May 19th Republican primary and would have faced entrepreneur Nate Morris. In a Truth Social post just before his endorsement of Barr, Mr. Trump announced that he had asked Morris to step aside from the race to join his administration as an ambassador. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Landlords are hoping to settle with the federal government over what they say are billions of dollars in losses due to the federal eviction moratorium that was in place for nearly a year during the pandemic. Some 1,500 landlords around the nation are part of that lawsuit. More details, srnnews.com.